No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 31st day of May. We almost made it. Not there yet. Almost. Congratulations. You're here and you're doing it. And it's a brand new week. We're beginning a brand new week as we end this month. At the same time, we hold both things at the same time. The ending that is absolutely necessary and the newness that is to come. New life, rebirth, both at the same time. Let's jump into the word. Today we're reading 1 Kings chapters 3 and 4, and then we're going to flip over and read 2 Chronicles chapter 1, and then we'll end today reading Psalm 72. It's a brand new week. We begin today the Common English Bible, 1 Kings chapter 3 and 4. Solomon became the son-in-law of Pharaoh, Egypt's king, when he married Pharaoh's daughter. He brought her to David's city until he finished building his royal palace, the Lord's temple, and the wall around Jerusalem. Unfortunately, the people were sacrificing at the shrines because a temple hadn't yet been built for the Lord's name in those days. Now, Solomon loved the Lord by walking in the laws of his father David, with the exception that he also sacrificed and burned incense at the shrines. The king went to the great shrine at Gibeon in order to sacrifice there. He used to offer 1,000 entirely burned offerings on that altar. The Lord appeared to Solomon at Gibeon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask whatever you wish, and I'll give it to you." Solomon responded, "You showed so much kindness to your servant, my father David, when he walked before you in truth, righteousness, and with a heart true to you. You've kept this great loyalty and kindness for him and have now given him a son to sit on his throne. And now, Lord my God, you have made me your servant, king, in my father David's place. But I'm young and inexperienced. I know next to nothing. But I'm here, your servant, in the middle of the people you have chosen, a large population that can't be numbered or counted due to its vast size. Please give your servant a discerning mind in order to govern your people and to distinguish good from evil, because no one is able to govern this important people of yours without your help." It pleased the Lord that Solomon had made this request. God said to him, "Because you have asked for this instead of requesting long life, wealth, or victory over your enemies, asking for discernment so as to acquire good judgment, I will now do just what you said. Look, I hereby give you a wise and understanding mind. There has been no one like you before now, nor will there be anyone like you afterward. I now also give you what you didn't ask for, wealth and fame. There won't be a king like you as long as you live. And if you walk in my ways and obey my laws and commands, just as your father David did, then I will give you a very long life." Solomon awoke and realized it was a dream. He went to Jerusalem and stood before the chest containing the Lord's covenant. Then he offered entirely burnt offerings and well-being sacrifices, and held a celebration for all his servants. Sometime later, two prostitutes came and stood before the king. One of them said, "Please, your majesty, listen. This woman and I have been living in the same house. I gave birth while she was there. This woman gave birth 3 days after I did. We stayed together. Apart from the two of us, there was no one else in the house. This woman's son died one night when she rolled over him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I was asleep. She laid him on her chest and laid her dead son on mine. When I got up in the morning to nurse my son, he was dead. But when I looked more closely in the daylight, it turned out that it wasn't my son, not the baby I had birthed." The other woman said, "No, my son is alive. Your son is the dead one." But the first woman objected, "No, your son is dead. My son is alive." In this way, they argued back and forth in front of the king. The king said, "This one says, 'My son is alive and your son is dead.' The other one says, 'No, your son is dead and my son is alive. Give me a sword.' They brought a sword to the king. Then the king said, 'Cut the living child in two. Give half to one woman and half to the other woman.' Then the woman whose son was still alive said to the king, 'Please, your majesty, give her the living child. Please don't kill him, for she had great love for her son.' But the other woman said, 'If I can't have him, neither will you. Cut the child in half.' Then the king answered, 'Give the first woman the living newborn. Don't kill him. She is his mother.' All Israel heard about the judgment that the king made. Their respect for the king grew because they saw that God's wisdom was in him, so he could execute justice. King Solomon became king of all Israel. These were his officials: the priest Azariah, Zadok's son; the scribes Elihoref and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha; Jehoshaphat, the recorder, Ahilud's son; the general Benaiah, Jehoiada's son; the priests Zadok and Abiathar; Azariah, Nathan's son, who was in charge of the officials; Zabud, Nathan's son, a priest and royal friend; Ahishar, who was in charge of the palace; and Adoniram, Abda's son, who was supervisor of the work gangs. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel. They supplied the king and his palace with food. Each would provide the supplies for 1 month per year. Here are their names: Ben-Hur in the highlands of Ephraim, Ben-Dekur in Maacaz, Shelbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon, Beth-Hanan; Ben-Hesed in Arubah, who had Soko and all the land of Hefer; Ben-Abinadab in all of Napath-Dor. Tapath, Solomon's daughter, was his wife. Baana, Ahilud's son, in Taanak; Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean beside Zarethan and below Jezreel, from Beth-Shean to Abel-Mahola and over to the region opposite Jokmeam; Ben-Gabur in Ramoth-Gilead, who controlled the villages of Jer, Manasseh's son, which were in Gilead, and who had the Argob region that was in Bashan, 60 large walled cities with bronze bars; Ahinadab, Iddo's son, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz in Naphtali, who also took Solomon's daughter Basemath as his wife; Baana, Hushai's son, in Asher and Beeloth; Jehoshaphat, Paruah's son, in Issachar; Shimei, Elah's son, in Benjamin; Geber, Uri's son, in the land of Gilead, the land of the Amorite king Sihon, and of King Og of Bashan. And there was a single officer who was in the land of Judah. Judah and Israel grew numerous, like the sand alongside the sea. They ate, drank, and celebrated. Solomon ruled over all the states from the Euphrates River through the Philistines' land and as far as the border of Egypt. These areas brought tribute to Solomon and served him all the days of his life. Solomon's food requirements for a single day included 30 cores of refined flour, 60 cores of flour, 10 head of grain-fattened cattle, 20 head of pastured cattle, 100 sheep, as well as deer, gazelles, roebucks, and the best of fowl. He ruled over all the lands west of the Euphrates River, from Tipsa to Gaza, and over all the kings west of the Euphrates. He had peace on all sides. The people of Judah and Israel, from Dan all the way to Beersheba, lived securely under their vines and fig trees throughout the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 horse stalls for his chariots and 12,000 additional horses. The officials provided King Solomon and all who joined him at the royal table with monthly food rations. They left out nothing. Each brought their share of barley and straw for the horses and for the chariot horses, bringing it to its proper place. And God gave Solomon wisdom and very great understanding, insight as long as the seashore itself. Solomon's wisdom was greater than all the famous Easterners, greater even than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone, more wise than Ethan the Izrahite, or Mahal's sons, Haman, Kelkol, and Darda. His reputation was known throughout the region. Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs and 1,000 five songs. He described the botany of trees, whether the cedar in Lebanon or the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He also described cattle, birds, anything that crawls on the ground, and fish. People came from everywhere to listen to Solomon's wisdom. Even the earth's kings who had heard about his wisdom came. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Solomon, David's son, was securely established over his kingdom because the Lord his God was with him and made him very great. Solomon summoned all Israel, including the officers of the army, the judges, and every Israelite leader who was the head of a family. Then Solomon, accompanied by the whole assembly, went to the shrine at Gibeon, because that is where God's meeting tent was, the tent that the Lord's servant Moses had made in the wilderness. Now David had already brought God's chest from Kiriath-Jearim to the place he had prepared for it, because he had pitched a tent for the chest in Jerusalem. But the bronze altar that Bezalel, Uri's son, and Hur's grandson had made was there in front of the Lord's dwelling. So that is where Solomon and the assembly worshipped. Solomon went there to the bronze altar in the Lord's presence at the meeting tent and offered 1,000 entirely burned offerings upon it. That night God appeared to Solomon and said, "Ask whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." "You showed so much kindness to my father David," Solomon replied to God, "and you have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be fulfilled, because you have made me king over a people as numerous as the earth's dust. Give me wisdom and knowledge so I can lead this people, because no one can govern this great people of yours without your help." God said to Solomon, "Since this is what you wish, and because you've asked for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I've made you king, rather than asking for wealth, riches, fame, victory over those who hate you, or even a long life, your request for wisdom and knowledge is granted. But I will also give you wealth, riches, and fame beyond that of any king before you or after you." Then Solomon went from the shrine in Gibeon, from the meeting tent to Jerusalem, where he ruled over Israel. Solomon acquired more and more chariots and horses, until he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he stationed in chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the king made silver and gold as common as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore trees that grow in the foothills. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and Kew, purchased from Kew by the king's agents at the going price. They would import a chariot from Egypt for 600 pieces of silver and a horse for 150, and then export them to all the Hittite and Aramean kings. Finally today, Psalm 72. God, give your judgments to the king. Give your righteousness to the king's son. Let him judge your people with righteousness and your poor ones with justice. Let the mountains bring peace to the people. Let the hills bring righteousness. Let the king bring justice to people who are poor. Let him save the children of those who are needy, but let him crush oppressors. Let the king live as long as the sun, as long as the moon, generation to generation. Let him fall like rain upon fresh-cut grass, like showers that water the earth. Let the righteous flourish throughout their lives, and let peace prosper until the moon is no more. Let the king rule from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Let the desert dwellers bow low before him. Let his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring tribute. Let the kings of Sheba and Seba present gifts. Let all the kings bow down before him. Let all the nations serve him. Let it be so, because he delivers the needy who cry out, the poor, and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the weak and the needy. He saves the lives of those who are in need. He redeems their lives from oppression and violence. Their blood is precious in his eyes. Let the king live long. Let Sheba's gold be given to him. Let him be prayed for always. Let him be blessed all day long. Let there be abundant grain in the land. Let it wave on the mountaintops. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon. Let it thrive like grass on the land. Let the king's name last forever. Let his name endure as long as the sun. Let all the nations be blessed through him and call him happy. Bless the Lord God, the God of Israel, the only one who does wondrous things. Bless God's glorious name forever. Let his glory fill all the earth. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, Jesse's son, are ended. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this brand new week that is upon us. Thank you for this month that ends today as we begin something brand new. We are mindful that with you all things are possible. Necessary endings and brand new beginnings, you hold them both. Have your way in our hearts, in our minds, in our words, in our actions, in everything we do. Have your way in us this week, I pray. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful week with each and every one of you together. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, my outstanding Dab C fam. This is KSD. Just want to pray for a couple of our Dab Seers. Father, I come on behalf of Hopefully Humble in Hawaii, who is in search of and need of a job that will be adequate for her to help her in providing for her livelihood. God, you know exactly what she needs and where she needs to be. And we pray that you would favor her, that you would lead her to the right position. I believe she's already interviewed. And so if it's your will, Lord, would you allow this recent interview to work out for her? God, you know exactly what she needs. And so we pray that you would bless our sister to come into what is best for her. And then for our precious Grandma Grace, Lord, she's in need of a place. Father, will you please open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for Grandma Grace, that not only would she be able to get her RV repaired, but to be replaced and something much better, God. But will you provide a place to call home for Grandma Grace? Will you open the floodgates for her and give her what she needs, Father? I ask that you will continue to comfort her heart as she remembers the loss of her children. But we do thank you, Lord, that you are providing for her, you are keeping her, and you are leading her where she needs to be for home. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Eva Marie, wrote down all of Cameron's dates to be praying for his repeat bone marrow, his central line, his preparation for the transplant, and his transplant on the 17th. We will continue to lift him up, that the Lord would protect him, would keep him, would cover him with protection during this time, that he would guide all of the physicians and caregivers that care for him, that he would find compassion and love at every step of the way. And I pray for Ray and Jesse as they get married. I continue to pray for strength in Ray for all that they're facing, and just God's favor and blessing be upon them, upon your whole family as you endure this difficult time in the name of Jesus. And Catherine from Colorado, praise the Lord, Samuel has a job, and we are lifting up Jacob that a job would soon come his way. praying for both your sons, Samuel and Jacob, praying for the family that there would be a bond of unity among all of you, that Jacob would look to the Lord as his strength and his answer for a job, and Samuel would thrive in his job. In the name of Jesus, Catherine in Colorado, Mark the baby doctor from Dayton, love you all.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, DLBC. Good morning, my lovely people at Lovely Place. It has been a while I called in here. And I'm so happy I could make it today. I was doing a catch-up as I migrated. I don't know why DLBC was just giving me problem. I couldn't log in to do it. I will log in after doing DAB. I'm a double diver. And the thing will just throw me off and log out. So for a while, I was doing catch up. But do you know the beautiful thing about this place? Is that at every point in time, people are praying. People are praying for your prayer request. People are praying immediately you drop the prayer request. People are praying after. People are praying months after, because a lot of people are doing catch up. And as soon as we hear the prayer points, we pray. So at every time, people are mentioning you to God. That's so beautiful. If you ask me, that's so, so, so beautiful. My name is Loveline and I'm coming in from France. And I'm calling in to pray for one of our sister called in. You said, you mentioned about three prayer requests, your legs, surgery in your legs, you want to move your retirement home, your husband wants to move and he doesn't want to move, indecision, that we should pray for you. Sister, I wanted to know we're praying for you. Whatsoever it is your heart desire, that is good and pleasant to God, God will perfect it. And the people are so dear to my heart, the people listening from prison, I am mentioning you to God every day, that God should show mercy in place of judgment. Everyone suffering from cancer that have called in here for a prayer request, I want you to know